Hello, VoiceTubers! Economics. Let me tell you a joke. A mathematician, an accountant, and an economist apply for the same job. The interviewer calls in the mathematician and asks, what does 2 plus 2 equal? The mathematician replies, 4. The interviewer asks, 4? Exactly? The mathematician looks at the interviewer and says, yes, 4 exactly. Then the interviewer calls in the accountant and asks the same question. What does 2 plus 2 equal? The accountant says, on average, 4, give or take 10%, but on average, 4. Then the interviewer calls in the economist and poses the same question. What does 2 plus 2 equal? The economist gets up, locks the door, closes the shade, and sits down next to the interviewer and says, what do you want it to equal? 所以同学听得懂这个笑话吗？ Okay, 意思就是虽然这三个学者都是研究数字的，但是经济学者可以让数字变成任何他想要的东西。 So did you get the joke? It means that an economist can interpret numbers and data in many different ways. In truth, it's almost impossible to fully understand the economy because there are so many variables involved. There are so many economists with different theories and interpretation of data. ButWhat do you think is good for the economy of your own country? Ask your friend, and they are sure to give you many different opinions. Okay, let's move on to our sentence of the day. That means when the price goes down, the quantity demanded increases. 这意味当价格下降时，需求量会增加。So let's say this sentence again. That means when the price goes down, the quantity demanded increases faster.That means when the price goes down, the quantity demanded increases. So what are the possible thought groups? 就是字组。That means when the price goes down, 1. The quantity demanded increases. 2. How about intonation? 就是语调。That means when the price goes down, fall rise, the quantity demanded increases, down. So what about sentence stress? 就是句子的重音。You could say, that means when the price goes down,The quantity demanded increases. Okay, that sounds easy, right? But here's one thing I did not focus on before. We've been talking about sentence and word stress from the speaker's perspective. But what about the listener's perspective? When you're listening, pay attention to stressed words and they can help you make notes. Here, think how you can make notes. When the price goes down, the quantity demanded increases.So you do not have time to write down every word when you're taking notes during a lecture or a test or even a business meeting. So you have to abbreviate. Also, spelling words out can interfere with your listening. Sometimes when you attempt to spell out difficult words, it actually disrupts your focus. So here, you should just write P down, Q up. Okay, it's grammar time. That means when the price goes down, the quantity demanded increases.Here we have the same conjunction we talked about before, when. Let's practice more sentence patterns with when. When the price drops, the quantity demanded goes up. When the price goes up, the quantity demanded falls. So there's an inverse relationship between price and demand. Did you take down notes for that? Okay, let's take a break.So I noticed that many of my followers on my fan page, they're interested in economics, but many also tell me they're not interested in politics. To be honest, I'm not really interested in one particular subject. I'm interested in learning and understanding anything that's relevant to our lives today. But to be able to do this, I need to understand and consider everything. In academia, economics deals with studying and influencing the economy.On the other hand, politics is the theory and practice of influencing people through governments, elections, and political parties. In theory, the two are separate. However, in practice, there's a strong relationship between economics and politics because they're both social science and deal with statistics, trends, theories, and also opinions. So many economic issues today are viewed through political beliefs.For example, some people want less government or political intervention in the economy because they're suspicious of government interference. Therefore, they prefer economic policies which seek to reduce government interference in the economy. For example, supply-side economics, which concentrates on deregulations, privatization, and tax cuts. On the other hand, people and their representatives may prefer promoting greater equality in society, and they're more willing to encourage government intervention to pursue their goals. They might encourage the government to levy more taxes and put restrictions on certain businesses. Thus, I don't really see how these two fields can be completely independent from each other. So, in my opinion, some might be less inclined to talk about politics because they do not want to discuss controversial topics. I think it's everyone's choice to do what they want, but please note that no domain, no field is purely independent. Everything is connected in our world today, and you must have a solid understanding of each field to better understand complex issues. Okay, let's get back to English learning. Okay, so the first word is slope. Slope is a noun. It means a surface that lies at an angle to the horizontal, so some points on it are higher than others. Oh my goodness, that sounds so complicated. So it's just a line, and one end is higher than the other. So you could have a higher beginning and a lower end, or you could have a lower beginning and a higher end, and that would have a slope. 意思就是斜坡了. So you could say a steep slope, 就是陡峭的斜坡. Or you could say a gentle slope, 就是一个不陡峭的斜坡. An example sentence would be the curve shows a steep slope, 就是曲线显示一个陡峭的斜坡. The next word is substitute. Substitute is a noun. It's a thing or person that can be used in place of another person or thing. 就是替代品. So you could say substitute for. 就是什么东西的替代品. An example sentence would be tofu can be used as a meat substitute in vegetarian recipes. 就是在素食食谱中豆腐可以去代替肉类. Also, substitute can be used as a verb. 那就是替代,代替. The next word is marginal utility. Marginal utility is a noun. It's a very technical economic term. It means the benefit gained from consuming one additional unit of a product or service. 就是边际效用. So an easier way to understand this is the law of diminishing marginal utility. 就是边际效用递减法则. So for example, he ate too many cookies, and eating one more will not bring him much pleasure. This is known as diminishing marginal utility. 就是他吃了太多饼干，再吃一个不会给他带来太多的乐趣. 这个被称为边间效应递减. The next word is gallon. Gallon is a noun. It's a unit for measuring volume. 就是家人. So you could say a gallon of something. 就是什么东西的一家人. So 1 gallon is about 3.785 liters. So an example sentence would be, how much does a gallon of petrol cost? 一家人的汽油要花多少钱? The last word is purchasing power. Purchasing power is a noun. A person's purchasing power is their ability to buy goods, 就是个人的购买力. So an example sentence would be, the purchasing power of people living on investment income has fallen as interest rates have gone down. 就是随着利率的下降, 靠投资收入维生的人们的购买力也下降了. Okay, so that's a lot of economic terms, but it's useful for you to know these technical terms, so when you listen to any business or financial report, you'll have a better understanding of what they're talking about. 所以这些词汇虽然都是跟经济学有关, 但是今天我们在听任何的财经报告的时候, 你都需要对这些词汇有一点熟悉度. So join us for more talks about economics and our vocabulary class. I'll provide you with more information there, and that's ericvocab.com. Okay, I'll see you next week. Bye-bye!